98 Rock, Irresponsible Radio. Theo and Joe, also Andy Klein, still hanging around. Yep. And Rob Robinson. We have, I guess, the new celebrity of the millennium.
Yes.
Is the YouTube celebrity.
We have to call her within the next 15 minutes.
Right.
Before, she won't be, before she won't no be one knows who anymore. She is.
And, of course, she is, what, We Fit.
You can, if you put We Fit in YouTube, you get her. But I guess they're calling her We Fit Underwear Girl.
We Fit Underwear Girl. And her handler, Giovanni. So, are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing good.
Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it.
And thanks for filming your girlfriend in her underwear.
Yeah, actually,
as well.
Actually, no, if you want to go ahead and hang up now, we'll just talk to her. No, I'm just joking.
Is she on the phone?
Yeah, she's right next to me.
Oh, now I guess my first question is, you're obviously not in trouble. Everything, she's cool.
No, she's cool about it. She wanted to cut my head off the first day, and her mom actually was the one that calmed her down. Exploiting her.
Yeah, how does that happen? Like everyone at work said, "Hey, by the way, nice job of the hula hoop in your underwear, there, sweetheart."
Well, I'll tell you a story. You know, we were both working advertising for the same company, so you know, we do a lot of viral marketing stuff for different clients. So I put this up on our channel, on our company channel, Tinsley Advertising.
So you don't have an HR department?
Yeah, apparently there's no harassment policies where you work.
There is no HR department, correct? So anyhow, so I put it up there. And, you know, people found it online, and why it kind of blew up is because it was the first video that had anything to do with a Wii Fit. That thing came out on Friday by Nintendo. We had it up by Monday, and it was, of course, cute girl in her underwear and, you know, my tongue sticking out and cute little music, funny headline, and basically exploded. She had no idea I was doing this. And, you know, people start calling the agency for interviews and PR and companies inquiring, and she walks into work in the morning, and here's the president of the company who she sits two offices away from. Watching the video of her in her underwear, she called me. What the hell is Jim Flanagan doing watching our video? And hangs up on me, and you know. And then she called her mom screaming, and her mom actually calmed it down, which is really cool.
Now, was this going to be some kind of a sexual aid or what? Because I mean, it's sexy.
It is sexy.
She knows how to work the Wii thing, dude.
That's exactly what I thought. I was watching her do it. I'm like, man, she could work this thing. She's got those gyrating, hypnotizing hips. I got to film this.
Were you wearing pants while you were filming?
Was that wearing pants?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have been. I'm just saying. No offense. Hey, can we say hi to her real quick?
Absolutely, man.
Cool.
Hey,
hello?
Hi, Lori. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
We are great. Do you mind if we just call you beautiful wee hula hoop girl instead of Lori? We have a
no
fantasy.
Problem.
We
yes.
have a fantasy. And that's and we're watching Giovanni stick his tongue out for about the 150th time tonight.
Yeah, that part we just cut out. We don't even watch that part. Here's my question. I mean, you're really going to make a lot of money off this, aren't you?
You know, if I could, I would. I try to milk it for everything it's worth. However, Nintendo hasn't given us a call yet.
No, so, they're not going to make a movie because what's up,
well,
guys?
You know, we have had offers. I've had MTV call. I've had UK offer exclusive rights for a photo shoot. I mean, we've done interviews locally in the Grand Cayman. I would have never thought in a million years it exploded to how it has.
I actually heard CBS is going to do Big Brother Nintendo characters, and you're going to be on that. Now, here's my thing, though, and again, we're talking to
We Fit Underwear Girl.
We Fit Underwear Girl. Right. I don't know what else to say.
Lori, right? Lori, okay.
Sure,
now I just forgot. Lauren. I just keep watching. Oh, it's Lauren, sorry.
No problem. That's okay.
You were on TMZ. That's where I saw it first. That's a big deal. I mean, it's like Lindsay Lohan, and then, I don't know, Tom Cruise, then you, right there.
I didn't even know. I had no.
You know what a big deal that is? You're on TMZ. You have to move to Hollywood now.
TMZ, I'm official. Now I'm official. That's all I got to say.
They've actually said now you're more famous than that banana that dances and sings Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Or the Britney Spears guy.
Chris Crocker actually.
Chris Cooper crying.
He actually wanted to get a hold of you and see if you wanted to do something together. He's trying to make a comeback.
Well, you know, there was a giant, huge, giant, bald black guy that busted some guy's eye in a barbecue, and now he's Kimbo Slice. He's on Mixed Martial Arts. He's making millions of dollars.
I was introduced to him the other day by Gio. He's a web tech, so, you know, he's all about the internet. And showed me his videos the other day, and I said, who is this guy?
I thought you meant he saw the video and came to your house and met you.
Oh, no. Hey, it's me, Kimbo.
Hey, I want to fight you.
Turn on the Wii Fit.
I thought he closed the door on it.
Well, maybe you could hook up with maybe Elite XC and get your own, you know, you go on CBS and you hula hoop for, you know, I'd watch
it. Who knows? Right. I mean, the biggest thing right now is MTV, who's asked me to go on to Total Request Live.
Do
well,
it.
Well, you better do it. And
yeah. Some money.
Just remember.
On Tuesday, you know, the thing is, our local newspaper here just interviewed me. It took them, about a week and a half to discover the fact that I live in their own backyard. And the fact, you know, oh, my gosh, this is our own backyard. You know, why haven't we done anything? So a news reporter came and contacted me, and he was photographing me. He's like, please, can we picture you doing the We Fit? I said, sure, fine. And I got shy, so I can't even imagine.
What were you wearing? Did you wear bicycle shorts?
No, I was wearing a t-shirt and, you know, kind of sweat sort of pants.
Now, where do you live?
I live in Miami, Florida.
And what's your address again?
Yeah, can we come over?
We'll bring Kimbo Slice. And,
we'll actually, Kimbo
he
Slice
lives in Miami.
Yeah, we'll have a party.
Kimbo Slice lives in Miami, which is funny.
He does live in Miami, but I hear he's an Ultimate Fighter now.
Yeah, he's on the Elite XC.
He's hit the big league now.
So is Giovanni going to be your representation? Is he your agent? Or are you going to represent yourself?
Can I tell you, as of now, I've been very shy in talking to people. It's not really like me to... At first, I was
really. It doesn't seem that way. Watching the video,
had to just embrace the whole thing, and yeah, he has. He started doing. He was the one who was in contact with the media at first.
He's a gold digger. Get rid of him.
Excuse me.
He's a gold digger. Get rid of that guy.
But not until we're done with our interview. Listen, Lauren, it's been cool having you on. I have a feeling you're going to blow up. Now, remember us little people that you talked to before you went on MTV, though.
You know, I totally will, which is why I called you back. Really.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate everything. Anything I can get out of it, honestly, you know, and I'm not an outgoing person, so really, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, if you're ever in Baltimore, you guys stop by and we'll Wii Fit together.
Sure.
We definitely will.
All right, take care of yourself.
See ya.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I would so bang the hell out of that chick.
Oh, she got a great ass. Irresponsible radio. 98 Rock.